I just want to go through some of the lachas of the Haftarah. Excuse me. Shulchan Aruch points out that the tzibur has to hear the Haftarah. There's a chiyuv of listening to the Haftarah the same way as a chiyuv of listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. A person has to hear the Haftarah also. And that's why the lacha is that you may not start, the person who's saying the Haftarah, may not start saying the Haftarah until we finish doing Galilah. Therefore, the person who's doing the Hagbah and the Galilah are able to focus in and listen to the Haftarah also. So, as the Mishnah points out, that we do not start saying the brachas on the Haftarah, or at least, according to some, at least the actual Haftarah itself, until we're finished, totally finished doing the Galilah, wrapping it up with the mantle, etc. The Tiber shall listen to the brachas also, and have kavana and say amen. There's a chiyuv to listen to the brachas of the Haftarah before and afterwards also. A person should not be talking then during the brachas of the Haftarah. So a person should not be speaking from the beginning of the bracha of the Haftarah before until all the way after the end of the brachas afterwards. The person should be listening to the bracha and saying amen. A person should be listening to the Haftarah. There's a question, should a person be reading along with the mafter or not? So when the Gaon differentiates based on different issues, depends if the mafter is reading from a klaf. There's many shuls. There's zayichah that they can afford. They have a set of neviim written, like a sefer Torah, on a parchment with the yo. When the person reads from that, the tzibur listens like they're listening to sefer Torah. They listen quietly. However, when the mafter is reading from a tanach, a printed tanach, so the Rizal says, and we're going to remember this down from the Rizal, that a person should read along. A person should say the haftarah along together with the person who's saying the mafter. And the Vilna Gaon says, because you can't be yotze him being yotze you, so you have chiyuv of a Torah. You have to be yotze chiyuv of a Torah by reading along with from these in your chumash together with him. It's interesting. Ramah says in Siman Resh Pei Hei, which is the lachas of the mitzvah of Shneimer Kerech Targum of being marver sedra. So the Ramah points out that there's no chiyuv to marver sedra the haftarah. You should learn the parsha beforehand. There's no chiyuv to be marver sedra to learn through the haftarah beforehand. But he says the minig is yes to. The Ramah says the minig is yes to prepare, to learn through the haftarah beforehand. The Mishabura says why is the minig yes to? This way, in case you're called upon to be the maftir, you will be familiar with because there's a lach of a person who's called upon to read b'tzibur. Person is expected to prepare it beforehand. So since that's so, a person who's called upon to be the maftir, as many shuls they pointed out to him earlier on, so he has a chance to look over the haftarah, be familiar with what he's reading. That's true even if a person's called up at the last moment. I suggested over here when they said Misha Beres to the Charlim earlier, if you wait till after the maftir is called up, so while the Gabbai is saying the Misha Beres for the Charlim, you allow the person who's been called up for the maftir a chance to look over the haftarah. If he wasn't told before him, at least he can look it over at that point in time, because there's a halacha based on a sefta sarfim that a person who's reading for the tzibur should familiarize himself with the words beforehand. So the Ramah says, therefore, we don't know who's going to be called up, and therefore he says there's a minig to actually prepare the haftarah before Shabbos, just in case you're going to be called up for the haftarah. So if you know that you're in your shul, they've never given you haftarah, the maftir beforehand, so you probably don't have to worry about it so much. You go based on chazakah, there's such a minig. So again, I just want to stress, there is a lach of the tzibur being yotzei the haftarah, there's a lach of the tzibur listening to the haftarah. According to the way the Vilna Gaon understands, there's a lach of the tzibur actually reading along the haftarah unless it's read from a klaf. The haftarah is not started until we finish rolling up the tzibur in order to allow the people to fulfill the mitzvah of listening to the haftarah. So then again, we see it again and again, that the chiyuv of haftarah is a real chiyuv, a person has a chiyuv to listen to it, to answer amen to the brachas, to be quiet while they're reading the haftarah. Have a good morning.